From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October the 1st, 2015. I'm Philip Gray. Charles Holmes and Roger Hannigan Gilton are reporting in the Daily Mail on the consequences of the weather that hit Greene and Columbia County on Wednesday, September the 30th. The rain began shortly after midnight, and by the afternoon, flash floods were creating problems throughout the region. National Weather Service meteorologist Evan Haller said, and I quote, "Your area got the brunt of it," end quote. Weather observers in East Windham and Tannersville reported 5.10 inches of rain by 12:19 p.m. to the National Weather Service in Albany, the highest 24-hour total for the area. Coxsackie Village Mayor Mark Evans had to close Manson and Bailey Streets, causing school buses to be detoured. Roads were reopened by 10 a.m. In Catskill, the west side of the village lost power, and the fire department answered 9 pump-out requests before 1 p.m. According to Catskill Fire Chief Harold Rivenberg, Imbrock and Carterskill roads both flooded. He said 2 school buses got stuck in rushing water in Carterskill near Vetter's Road. Catskill schools closed Wednesday morning due to flooding in Palinville. In Columbia County, heavy rainfall caused flooding and strained sewer lines, shutting roads and saturating basements with sewage. Route 9G23B south of Hudson flooded around noon, forcing the closure of the road, and tractor trailers heading west on the highway had to back into Riverfront Industrial Park to turn back. And a Greenport sewer line running parallel to Fairview Avenue overflowed near Maple Avenue Wednesday morning. Residents nearby reported more than a foot of sewage in their basements. Greenport wastewater workers tried to determine if there was blockage in the line or if it was flooded due to rain. They attempted to clear the line by sending a mechanical bore in to clear the blockages. The Hudson Wastewater Treatment Facility discharged untreated wastewater and storm water into the North Bay for at least an hour, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Water was discharged because the bypass pumps were already at full capacity and bar screens used to cull debris from the water were clogged. The DEC said an estimated 500 gallons per minute were discharged into the bay. More heavy rains from Hurricane Yaquane are expected this weekend. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham School Board has killed an unpopular consolidation plan, at least for now. At a meeting last December, the board revoked an earlier plan to consolidate by August, but passed a resolution calling for the development of a new consolidation plan during the current school year. The resolution was revoked at a meeting this week, but the board left the door open for future action. Board member Beth Hover said, and I quote, "We're not talking about taking this off the table. We're not forgetting it or pushing it off. We're just approaching it in a different manner," end quote. Superintendent Cheryl Nusiforo urged the board to weigh the impact of declining enrollment and the future financial prospects for the district when considering consolidation. A report from the board's facilities committee is expected by late November or early December. In November 2013, district voters overwhelmingly rejected a resolution to authorize a $13.8 million capital project, a key part of an earlier consolidation plan. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman, the nonprofit organization Historic Hudson Valley has agreed to transfer ownership of Montgomery Place to Bard College. The college is located just north of the 19th century riverfront estate. Bard and Historic Hudson Valley have a contract of sale in place for the 375-acre Northern Dutchess property. The transaction is expected to close by the end of the year. The college announced the acquisition plans on Wednesday, September the 30th. The financial details of the transfer were not disclosed. Historic Hudson Valley has owned Montgomery Place since the mid-1980s. Bard will use Montgomery Place as a teaching space for various programs, including the arts, the humanities, and environmental sciences. Bard President Leon Boltstein said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "The college has every intention of respecting the significance of the property in terms of historic preservation, public access, and agriculture," end quote. The main building at the Montgomery Place is a federal-style house built in the early 19th century. It was originally used by members of the Livingston family. The estate was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1975. The site was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1992. The house has been open for tours since May 2010. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Now here's Andrea Sears at the Public News Service reporting on a bill that expands medication-assisted treatment.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a bill that expands access to medical treatment for drug addiction. The law amends state criminal procedure law to ensure that defendants and parolees are not penalized for using medically prescribed drugs to treat addiction while under a doctor's care. According to Cassandra Frederick, New York policy manager at the Drug Policy Alliance, some judges in the state's drug courts have forced defendants to stop medication-assisted treatment to avoid prison.
Judges are not doctors. Judges are not treatment providers. And so putting them in a position where they're in charge of someone's treatment options or modalities is not appropriate.
Drug policy reform advocates say the law is an important part of the move away from a law enforcement approach to addiction toward one that treats drug use as a public health problem. In New York, as in many other states, heroin addiction and prescription drug abuse have been increasing dramatically. Frederick calls medications such as methadone and Suboxone the gold standard for treating opioid addiction.
Research has consistently showed that medical-assisted treatment helps reduce cravings, overdose deaths, HIV risk behaviors.
Between 2003 and 2012, poisoning deaths involving drugs in New York more than doubled. The Drug Policy Alliance has improved access to medication with voluntary treatment and access to harm reduction programs would save lives. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And in our final story, opponents of the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline host a community forum in Catskill on October the 1st. The proposed 170-mile Pilgrim Pipeline would move Bakken crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. In Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Catskill Road. Panelists at the community forum include Kate Hudson of Riverkeeper, Roger Downs of Sierra Club, Jen Metzger of Citizens for Local Power, and Iris Bloom of Protecting Our Waters. The forum is at 7 p.m. at the Bridge Street Theater, 44 West Bridge Street in Catskill. Mary Finneran of the Coalition to Stop Pilgrim Pipelines in Greene County discussed the forum and local opposition to the pipelines on the WGXC Afternoon Show on September the 28th. You can go to our newsroom website, newsroom.wgxc.org, to play or download that interview. And now for the Thursday weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day today with the temperature high near 60 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a slight chance of rain after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 57 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain mainly after 7 p.m., cloudy with a low around 44. And on Saturday, a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 55 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:53 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:36 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the first day of October 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.